sea urchins picky about staying clean?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the children's book, D is for Dinosaur. Ken, I've always thought of a sea urchin as those slimy creatures in the bottom of the sea, but you're saying they're really clean?
Mark, sea urchins are amazing creatures and true marvels of design. Sea urchins move about very slowly, so slow in fact you'd expect to find various things growing on them, yet you rarely find that happening. And also, because they have long, sharp spines, you'd think all sorts of things would catch on them, yet they don't. But if you were to carefully examine a living sea urchin, you'd notice there appears to be two different lengths of spines. The shorter ones are not spines, but stalks. They have small pincer-like structures on the ends. Now, these pincers are constantly busy picking off the things that catch and try to grow on the outside of the sea urchin. In other words, these are self-cleaning pincers, and without them, most sea urchins would soon die from all the things growing and catching on them. Now, here's a question. How did the sea urchin know that it had to evolve these pincers in order to survive? Well, they didn't have to know, because they were perfectly created to clean themselves from the beginning. Sea urchins were created on day 5 of the Genesis account.
Did you know that dinosaurs were made on day 6 of creation and during the same day as the first man? Indeed, dinosaurs and humans have lived together. Find out more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs at AnswersRadio.com.